Station has a lot of problems.
Tell me about it. Just look at our morning guy.
Hello, this is Mole Man in the Morning. Good Mole Man to you. Today, part four of our series of the agonizing pain in which I live every day.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, not the home of Mole Man in the Morning. We'll be right back.
101.9 CITR from the University of British Columbia, Vancouver. This is Noises for Heroes, episode number 5. My name's Cameron. Thanks for tuning in. Let's just get right into it. What was that great stuff you just heard? Well, I'll tell you. First track there was from a band from Queens, New York called Mass Gothic, and that was the title track of the 2016 album Sup Goth that's available on Sub Pop Records. Mass Gothic is the husband-wife duo of Noel Heroux and Jessica Zambri. And then moving on from that, from Toronto, Ontario, we played Glass Apple Bonsai. Again, another title track that was Fire in the Sky, the single mix version of that. Glass Apple Bonsai, Daniel Belasco, a solo project, and it just kind of nails down that 1980s soundtrack kind of sound just so well. Really impressed by it. Love listening to that sort of stuff. Moving on, we're going to do a double dose of bands from Bristol, UK. Let's get right into it. We're going to kick it off with Idles, I-D-L-E-S, and from the album Joy as an Act of Resistance in 2018, let's spin the track Danny Nedelko. Now, Joy as an Act of Resistance is an album that takes aim on multiple personal and social issues, and this track, in particular, is focused on Brexit and immigration policies within the UK. But who is Danny Nedelko? It turns out Danny Nedelko is a personal friend of Idles who happens to be the vocalist for another Bristol band called Heavy Lungs. And in 2019, they put out a little EP called Measure. And from that, we're going to play A Bit of a Birthday. So here we go with Idles, Danny Nedelko, and Heavy Lungs, which has Danny Nedelko as the singer, with the track A Little Bit of a Birthday. After that, we're going to do a very, very quick break, but then we'll be back with a whole lot more of Noise is for Heroes here on CITR. So do stay tuned.
Bye. like, and let's have a sing song. And let's do the limbo.
Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop is Vancouver's choicest destination for one-of-a-kind artist-made prints, posters, screen prints, riso prints, paintings, acrylic paintings, watercolor paintings, ceramic mugs, ceramic plates, ceramic bowls, ceramic pots, lapel pins, hats, toques, crochet bathing suits, jewelry, trinkets, knickknacks, hand-painted signs, curated thrift, and a bunch more stuff that won't fit in this designated block of airtime. Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop, located at 1636 Venables, just off Commercial, open 11 to 6, 6 days a week.
Looking to get a reliable and affordable used bike? Need a repair or service to your current ride?
Come to the Bike Kitchen, UBC's full-service community bike shop, located in room 36 of the UBC Life building. Our hours are Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m.
If you buy a bike from us, bring it back when you're done using it, and we'll give you half of your money back, as long as you took care of it. If it needs repairs, we'll split the cost with you.
Yep, you heard us right. We'll give you crisp dollar bills for half the original price of any used bike that you buy from us, minus the cost of repairs.
For more information about our buyback policy and to stay up to date on any COVID-19 inspired changes, find us online at thebikekitchen.com.
So that there before the break was Heavy Lungs with the track Bit of a Birthday. And before that was Idols, Danny Nedelko. Moving on. Here on Noise is for Heroes on CITR. From right here in Vancouver, Louise Burns from the Young Mopes album she put out in 2017. Going to play this song called Storms. Louise Burns, wow. And you could just list her accomplishments. You could, you know, it's only a 1 hour show, but I'll just get to a couple of them. You know, CBC radio host. She's got a solo career. She's also a member of Gold and Youth, and they just had a new album out last month. If you're a fan of them, as a lot of people are, go check that out. And then following that up from Toronto, Ontario, Controller with the song She's Lost Control from the 7-inch of the same name, released same year, 2017. It was put out as part of a fundraiser after their bassist Ronnie Morris suffered a stroke. And yes, She's Lost Control is a cover of Joy Division's from their very legendary album in 1979, Unknown Pleasures. And I think it's great. I'm pretty picky about my Joy Division covers, but I think this one is very, quite good. So let's get to Storms by Louise Burns and She's Lost Control by Controller Controller.
We'll be right back.
Controller with their cover of Joy Division's She's Lost Control. Before that, Louise Burns with her song Storms. Moving on, now we're going to have some fun here. From Thompson, Georgia, Blind Willie McTell. Hot off the RCA Victor track released in 1929, we're going to play the song This Is Not the Stove to Brown Your Bread, with the additional vocals, by the Harris Sisters. Blind Willie McTell, one of those many musicians whose songs were recorded later by Alan Lomax for the U.S. Library of Congress, and there it sits now, even. Then, moving over to London, Ontario, West Nile, from their self-titled album in 2015, we're going to play Lotta People. West Nile's just another one of those bands. This album, I just keep coming back to it over and over again as time goes on. All the songs are quite memorable, really, and a lot of people, yeah, might be my favorite. I don't know. It's hard to pick. And then we're going to finish off a little trio here with, from Copenhagen, Denmark, the Ravenettes. You Want the Candy, from Lust, Lust, Lust in 2008. An album that, because it came with a pair of 3D glasses, was excluded from entry into the UK charts. I guess they have very, very strict rules about that. But after Blind Willie McTell, West Nile, and the Ravenettes, we're going to take a very, very quick break. But after that, we'll be back to wrap up Noises for Heroes here on CITR. So keep it locked in.
Things is high and still going up. I'm I'm the man, and I'm the boss.
I'm going to get what I want, no matter what it costs. I just sent a man to the crazy house. He was big and fat like you. I taken all of his money, and I throwed it away. And he didn't have on a real good shoe.
Now, woman, woman, do you think a man like me would be that big a fool about you?
Yes.
You better see your doctor. Something is wrong with your head. This is not the stove to brown your bread. Now, if you're looking for me to give you my money when you say, Mama, I'm not going that way. Now, you told me that your love turned off and on.
Yes, and if you ain't got no money, I turn my love off and I'm gone.
You better see your doctor. Something is wrong with your head. This is not the stove to brown your bread. Now, to get my money, Mama, this is how you got to be.
How has I got to be?
With both of your legs cut off above your knees. The two-bucket locusts and the German flu. Life's gonna be running up and down your back playing lanky doo-doo-doo. No hair, no eyes, no teeth in your head. You're gonna show me a spatchogram that your great-grandma was dead. Now, before we married, you said that I was the best. A week after that, we lived like two birds in one nest. 6 months after that, I could see you with a frown if I didn't take all my money and bring you half of the town.
They call you a boy, and that's your name.
But believe me, Mama, I'm got a Cadillac frame. So you better see your doctor. Something is wrong with your head. This is not the stove to brown your bread, I say. This is not the stove to brown your bread.
With a lot of people I know, I'll be you. I didn't want to.
The haunting debut album Black Moon by Civic TV provides a cinematic backdrop, a modern-day symphony of the dark and light that is our collective reality. Take a listen to Black Moon, now available via Flemish Eye Records and on all streaming platforms.
Hey, why are you so sad today?
My succulent died.
Can you even kill those things?
It's okay, there's a Dead Succulent Haunt episode every Thursday at 5 p.m. here on CITR to help your plants grow and to help you mourn those you've lost.
Come on, let's go start some cuttings and listen to Dead Succulent Haunt with Everly on CITR 101.9.
Dead Succulent Haunt, up next, but Before that, we've got a few more here on Noises for Heroes to play for you. Allow me to introduce you to one of my most favorite bands of the past few years. A band called Winter National. It's just Winter Nation Ale, one word. They're from Melbourne, Australia. They are a male-female duo, and I do not know much more about them than that. They're not heavy all over the web, and their Discogs page, no Wikipedia. It's kind of little mysterious there, but their music speaks for itself. So I'm going to play the first track I ever heard from them that got me instantly hooked, which is called Shadows. And they're so nice, I have to play them twice. And after that, we're going to play the most recent track of theirs called Fate of the Animals. And that just came out in 2020. So here we go with two songs from Melbourne, Australia's Winter National: Shadows and Fate of the Animals. Let's get right into it.
Down in the shadows.
That was Winter Nationale, two of their songs there. The first one was Shadows, and the one you just heard called Fate of the Animals. I am out of time here, but I've got one more track to play for you before I go. Before I do, though, let me remind you, you can reach me at CameronOnTheRadio@gmail.com, if so inclined. But once again, thank you for giving us some time today. You, the listeners, we very do much appreciate it, me especially. This has been Noises for Heroes number 5, but as I said, we do have one more here to play. From Bergen, Norway, going to play Vardruna. W-A-R-D-R-U-N-A. You could say Vardruna, but Vardruna. We're going to play the title track of the album that came out this year called Kitteraven, and that translates to White Raven. And if you're not familiar with the band, you can kind of think of them as a kind of Viking-era-inspired group that uses traditional instruments like goat horns, for example, and figures from Nordic mythology and culture in their songs. And I thought, you know, hey, there's snow on the ground right now. This is kind of a perfect closer for a show. But enough for me. Let's get to Vardruna. See you guys in 2 weeks. Take care.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the traditional and unceded territory of the Musqueam people. Welcome to CITR's Dead Succulent Haunt every Thursday from 5 to 6. This is Everly, and today I'll be playing my top picks of 2021. You just heard Strawberry Guy's Sun Outside My Window, the track's called